Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, I'm Steve Nightingale, and welcome to Steve Nightingale's Hootenanny! Hello, I'm Steve Nightingale, and welcome to my Hootenanny. Normally when I do a podcast, I do it with my dad, Nigel Nightingale, but he's unavailable tonight because he's in an old people's home banging grannies. So, my co-host tonight is Mr. Trevor Feelgood. Hello, Trevor.
Hello, Steve.
It's nice to see you again.
What do you mean, see me again? I've never met you before.
Yes, you did. We used to do a podcast called Reggae Rock Blogs on SoundCloud. They've all been deleted because they were wiped by the BBC.
No, I don't think we did.
You did. And you used to come on every week and brag that you'd shagged my wife. My bloody wife. And one episode, we ended up in a DeLorean in the Wild West. It was very weird. I think I took too many drugs.
No, that wasn't me. Are you not aware of the Trevor Feelgood multiverse?
The Trevor Feelgood multiverse?
Yeah, there's more than one Trevor Feelgood. There's a Trevor Feelgood that does the Living the Dream podcast with Mark Cridland, Adam Morrison-Jones, and Paul Stingy. That's a different one. Then there's that thing we do on a Wednesday, Trevor. That's a different version because most of the time he says stuff that isn't canon and some family members have been added that aren't actually in the proper canon. And this rule for some reason that every person in the Trevor Feelgood family has to have a name that begins with T. Then there's TikTok Trev. He's on TikTok on a Saturday and Friday night and he does it in his kitchen. And then there's the stand-up version of Trevor where he wears a leather jacket and a hat and he thinks he's being cool, but he's not. It's just to cover up his male pattern baldness, mainly. And I'm Podcast Trevor. And I just do my podcast on Westwood One UK. So it wasn't me. I've never met Babs.
How do you know what her wife is called?
I just picked a name out at random. I didn't realise her name was Barbara.
It was Barbara Nightingale, that is her name. If you had shagged my wife, then there would have been trouble.
Are we having it out?
Why did you just say that for?
I have no idea.
This is getting weird. This is very self-indulgent. You have to be a super fan to get any of this stuff. It's been recorded in September, because that's what Jules Holland does. He records his Hootenanny in September and pretends he's having a good time on New Year's Eve, going, hello, hello, it's 2022. Yeah, with the boogie-woogie lady in the corner. And Ed Sheeran with his little guitar. Have you heard of this one? Ba-dum, 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 bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum, Lego. And Elton John will probably be on because he's got a new album to flog. He did lockdown sessions during lockdown and he's got a new song. I'm an enemy, don't know, baby. We ought to do it wrong. I'll give up in love and do your memory. And he sings it with little friend in the Charlie Puff.
You can't say that, Steve. It's on PC.
Oh, sorry about that.
I've noticed that I am a nuanced character with a multiverse of different versions of the character within. And you've just been the same as you've always been.
I can't help that I'm just a cardboard cutout of a middle-aged man with a rock band. The old period gem. You're in the corner. Hello, fellas. You're making videos for TikTok.
Fuck off, Steve!
So this has been recorded in the middle of the year in September. So let's do some predictions. I hope Christmas goes well. I hope the same thing doesn't happen that happened last year, that they end up putting you in lockdown just before Christmas. How bad would that be? Last year on Twitter, I saw that the MPs were having a Christmas party. Imagine if they got out and people saw footage of it.
Oh, that would be really bad, wouldn't it, for Boris's government? And I'd like to say, I hope that Richard Maley does really well in I'm a Celebrity and Robert Webb does really well in Strictly and wins the whole thing and becomes the second comedian ever to win Strictly.
Yeah, I hope that happens. And we've got coronavirus under control now. We won't have any more variants that just turn up out of nowhere, will it? With silly names. That would never happen, would it?
No, but if it does, we're going to look really foolish when this goes out in the new year.
We are going to, yes.
Steve, has your band got any more songs coming out? And what are they called?
Oh, apart from the new single, Lockdown Lover. Lockdown Lover, we're stuck here for a little bit longer than we thought we would be. I'm pressing the button and unmuting.
Are you trying to rhyme something with Zoom?
I am trying to rhyme something with Zoom. Oh, you haven't shaved for ages during lockdown, baby. You look like a baboon. So what I think you should do is go on Zoom. See ya. You don't need Bernie Taupin, do you? Old Reg, he needs Bernie Taupin. I don't need him. You just need a rhyming dictionary.
A dick being the operative word.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, Stephen.
How's your podcast going?
It's all right. I've got loads of guests that come on.
Do you? Because I've listened to them and they don't really come on.
All right, I'll level with you. The idea of the podcast is that you put a celebrity's name in the title, then people watch, and then I have to come up with ways that they don't turn up. I know the concept is out there and no one else is going to copy it because the abuse you get on Twitter, like, oh, Michael Shane's going to be on, and then he's not. Oh, Jodie Whittaker's on, and then she's not. But I can't be asked to go and ring them all up because I can't be bothered be doing that. Oh, hello, Bernard Cribbins. Do you want to come on the podcast? He'd be like, no, fuck off, mate. So that I don't bother. I just pretend that I've asked him and then I don't.
Have you just ruined your own podcast by telling everyone what you actually do?
No, this possibly couldn't affect the whole podcast idea completely by coming clean about it.
We will see. Anyway, I've got some things I normally do on this podcast, so... Rag and Bone Man, you can fuck off! Because I was at the Brits, and he nicked my parking space. And he's like, oh, I'm only human. Yeah, you're not a human, mate, because you were stuck between... You couldn't even get my car in. The little, well, I've got my own private area at the O2. And he knew that, and he was like, oh, well. And apparently he's trying to keep the wolves from the door or something.
Does he only speak in lyrics that he's written?
He does, that is his only trait. So this has been a short one this week. Because my bloody wife and blah, 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 blah. Anyway,
Do you know I can do a really good impression of your dad?
Can you? Go and do it now. Oh, hello, son. Have you not got your own podcast yet? Like Trevor Feelgood? You're a loser, aren't you, son? That sounds very close to what he sounds like.
We're all being played by the same bloke, mate, you dick.
Who was that? Who said that?
It's me, the person who created the podcast. I do all the voices. I do everything. I do Jodie Whittaker as well.
Oh, doctor. Oh, no, doctor. It's me. I do everything.
This has gone very meta, like the second series of Staged. Oh, it turned out the first series was actually just a sitcom, and they all knew that, and they're going to try and sell it to America, like in Extras. Where's Trevor gone?
I don't know. I don't know, mate. I didn't want to come out of character, but I have.
Right, this has gone very weird indeed. Anyway, who's that over there?
Hello, it is me, Steve Nightingale, from a different dimension. I am from the Spanish version of Rock Blogs.
Testing, testing, un, deux, trois. You are listening to Rock Blogs. Is this the last ever episode? It's feeling like it. This is either genius or it's just... Oh, look at that. Look, the shark's just jumped over. There we go.
You even got that wrong. No, he jumps a shark, doesn't he? The shark doesn't jump over them.
Well, you said it.
Just finish the podcast.
Anyway, this has been Steve Nightingale with my hootenanny. I hope you enjoyed it. I have no idea what was going on. You gonna say something, Trevor?
God bless us, everyone. And Happy New Year! Happy New Year! You know, the ABBA song. We can't play it or we'll get done by copyright.
So thank you much for watching and buongiorno! Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's killed the podcast dead.